Why would anyone willingly endure something compared to making love with a cactus? Because when you're building a company destined for explosive growth and a lucrative exit, the pain of raising venture capital might be your only viable path. This isn't hyperbole from an outsider. It's the candid assessment from someone who's lived both sides of the table. Most startup guides are written by people who've either raised money or invested it. Rare is the voice that's done both at the highest levels, which is precisely what makes this perspective invaluable. The venture capital world operates with its own cryptic language, unwritten rules, and insider networks that can seem impenetrable to outsiders. But here's what most founders don't realize. Understanding the game isn't just helpful. It's the difference between securing the funding that launches your vision and joining the graveyard of brilliant ideas that never found their financial footing. Starting a company transformed from a high-stakes gamble into an accessible career path. Technology costs plummeted, global markets opened through the internet, and entrepreneurship became viable for anyone with drive. Super angels like Ron Conway exemplify this shift, backing over 700 companies, including Google, Facebook, and Twitter. Unlike traditional VCs, Conway invests through convertible notes and creates social momentum that closes rounds in days, adding value through connections rather than control. Accelerators evolved from desperation options into prestigious launching pads. These intensive three-month programs provide $15,000 to $150,000 for 5 to 15% equity, plus access to 50 to 200 mentors. Techstars accepts less than 1% of applicants, offering $18,000 for 6% equity, plus a $100,000 convertible note. Month one focuses on direction and pivots. Month two tackles specific issues. Month three prepares for demo day. Online platforms like AngelList and Gust became essential infrastructure. Crowdfunding raised nearly $1.5 billion globally by 2012. The Jobs Act removed restrictions on promoting funding rounds and increased the shareholder limit from 500 to 2,000, multiplying pathways to capital. Unless you can self-fund, secure angel investment before approaching VCs. Most entrepreneurs seek $500,000 to $1.5 million, typically 9 months of runway. Consider raising smaller amounts more frequently, $500,000 every 6 months for 2 years, totaling $2.2 million before Series A. This minimizes capital risk until you've proven your thesis. For angel rounds, choose between convertible notes and priced equity. Convertible notes function as loans, converting to equity during priced rounds, with key terms including caps, maximum conversion valuation, typically 1.5 to 5 million, discount rates, 15 to 35%, and interest rates, 4 to 6%. The advantage, avoiding valuation discussions with each investor, everyone converts at the same valuation determined by later VC investment. Here's where entrepreneurs stumble. Raising angel funding at excessively high valuations. While minimizing dilution seems smart, problems arise when VCs later offer lower valuations. You'll face uncomfortable conversations explaining why their investment dropped in value, poisoning relationships, and complicating future rounds. When approaching angels, focus on people who know and respect you. Rather than directly soliciting investment, ask if they know potential investors or advisors. Build an advisory board for credibility, but insist advisors invest, even $5,000 to $15,000, so they can tell other investors they have skin in the game. In venture capital, the three most important factors are management, management, and management. Since 90% of companies pivot from their initial strategy, investors bet on the team's integrity and adaptability. Steve Jobs demonstrated exceptional judgment by hiring Mike Markula as his boss and CEO, a strategic leader who complemented his skills. Great entrepreneurs recognize their weaknesses and find people to fill those gaps. Silicon Valley insider Gordon Campbell built founding teams around five archetypes. His most successful companies had three founders: a visionary who saw the company's completed form, a technologist who translated vision into product, and a salesperson who matched products to customer needs. two additional archetypes completed the pattern: a money person to provide structure and a mentor to ensure success. These founding trios were typically friends who had worked together before, were senior in their fields, and possessed both self-confidence and humility. When recruiting for the Global Tele Exchange, the strategy involved securing top executives with employment agreements contingent upon raising $5 million. This locked in senior talent they couldn't otherwise afford and created momentum when pitching VCs. With five industry captains committed and a $25 million vendor financing agreement from Lucent, VCs couldn't close the round for less than required. First-time entrepreneurs often confuse financing, valuation, with business value. When choosing between a prestigious VC at lower valuation versus a less established fund offering better terms, take the lower valuation. The quality of Series A investors sets the tone for future rounds. Venture capital firms are limited partnerships, where general partners invest limited partners' capital in startups. A typical $100 million fund charges 2 to 2.5% annual management fees and pays GPs 20% carried interest only after returning the full investment plus a 6 to 8% hurdle rate to LPs. The standard 10-year fund lifecycle creates strategic pressures. VCs invest in new companies during the first 5 to 6 years, then make follow-on investments only. Those approaching years 3 to 4 without enough deals may become trigger-happy, while those nearing the end prefer companies requiring minimal follow-on funding. Making money as a VC is challenging. Even when a $100 million fund returns $200 million over 10 years, 3 to 4 partners might split $18.8 million in carry, roughly $626,000 annually per partner. This explains why experienced VCs raise funds every 3 years, stacking fees from overlapping funds. Traditional VCs expect a third of investments to fail completely, another third to return only the original investment, and the final third to generate enough returns to deliver the targeted 40% IRR. Your business needs potential for 10x plus returns to fit their framework. When fundraising, you need 5 essential documents: executive summary, investor presentation, financial model, demo, and investor control schedule. Modern business plans emphasize launching quickly, measuring results, interviewing users, pivoting when necessary, and iterating based on feedback. Your executive summary should be 1 to 4 pages with clean formatting. Like a resume, it secures the meeting where you pitch. Create your slide deck first, then use slide headings as section titles, transforming visual content into concise text. Building the investor deck involves everyone at the company. It's not just fundraising, but company invention and culture building. Most decks cover market, value proposition, how it works, distribution, team, competition, milestones, and deal terms. Your financial model is an Excel spreadsheet with historical data and 3 to 5 year forecasts, including revenues, costs, net income, and cash position. The investor control schedule is a confidential spreadsheet tracking all potential investors: names, contacts, introductions, material sent, dates, status, potential amounts, and notes. Color code to prioritize: blue for active discussions, yellow for hot leads, brown for passes. This prevents duplicate outreach and reveals patterns in investor responses. M&A is the most probable exit for VC-backed startups. Build a great business with strong revenue growth rather than actively shopping for buyers. Always prioritize upfront cash over earnouts, which breed disputes. Understand the buyer hierarchy: acqui-hires, lowest value, team buys, technology buys, business assets, and strategic assets, highest value. Financial buyers scrutinize numbers and negotiate hard. Strategic buyers value talent, IP, and market expansion. Emotional buyers need your company, perhaps defending market share or facing obsolescence. Instagram's exit exemplifies classic tactics. They used a VC round to pressure Twitter into an offer, then leveraged that to double their valuation with Facebook. Pending funding rounds force quick decisions before valuations rise. Fear and competition drive M&A. Facebook recognized that Twitter plus Instagram threatened their photo-sharing dominance. The secondary market has transformed venture culture, allowing founders and early investors to sell shares before traditional exits. Average time between Series A and exit stretched from 2 years in 2002 to 7 to 9 years by 2008. Modest personal liquidity, $250,000 to $500,000, builds stability and aligns founders with investors to hold out for optimal exits. Understanding venture capital isn't optional. It's survival for those building companies destined to reshape industries.